Now we are going to remember a guy whose fingerprints are on some of the biggest songs in early rock and R&B history. Producer and songwriter Chips Moman died Monday at the age of 79. He worked with musicians including Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and Elvis Presley. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports.
His full name was Lincoln Wayne Moman. The story goes he earned the nickname Chips because he was good at poker. His chops at making hits, though, those are on the record.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
He brought Elvis into his Memphis-based American Studios in 1969 and chiseled away at the rock bits, bringing out a more soulful side of the singer. Moman persuaded Elvis to record Suspicious Minds, which became Presley's seventh and final number one hit single. Chips Moman brought Southern DNA to his work as a producer. Born in Georgia, he moved to Memphis as a teen, performed as a session guitarist, and even spent some time working at the legendary Stax Records. But it was at his own American Studios in Memphis where he did his best work. Robin Jones wrote a history of American Studios.
Chips was one of those producers who always put his own stamp on a record, and what he always stamped the records with was music about sorrow, suffering, pain, and stoic endurance.
You can maybe hear some of that sorrow and endurance in the songs he produced, like Bobby Womack's Fly Me to the Moon, or this song if you take it out of its usual ballpark context. And it's definitely there in songs Moman co-wrote, like The Dark End of the Street, sung here by James Carr.
You and me at the dark end of the street.
He summed up what life was like in the South for people of that time, for his age and generation. Before there was Southern rock, there was Chips. He was the voice of the South.
Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong?
In 1975, Moman won a Grammy for writing the best country song, Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song, sung here by BJ Thomas. Chips Moman was 79 years old. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
So play for me a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry.